The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Right now.
On 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is 6:04. Good morning, Kelly K.
Well, hello there.
62. Going to be nice today, at least to start. 77 going to be your high. Would have been day two of Derby Week backside, which seems kind of weird that we're not like huddled either in a tent or in a hallway there on the backside of Churchill Downs.
We had kind of graduated to the hallway. I'll say graduated. Because you're kind of shielded from the elements. And we'd had some harsh elements in the past during Derby Week.
That's right.
However, the weather looks like it's really nice this week. last year was a torrential downpour.
Yeah, I mean...
During, like, was that Oaks Day?
There's going to be... Yeah. Oaks Day, and even on Derby Day...
Derby was really wet.
It was wet and soggy, and...
It was awful.
Yeah, it was. This week, you know, yesterday, what was it, yesterday or Sunday? I get my days
mixed up. Yesterday was gorgeous. Sunday was rainy.
They had a replay of the Pegasus Parade on Wave 3.
Yeah.
Which, the Pegasus Parade last year had a superhero theme to it, and so...
I finally got a chance to see our segments, because we never really see them.
Right.
When we're doing them. Uh-huh. And, as I feared... My little superhero mask was a little cockeyed, like, every single time.
Right.
I couldn't keep that thing in place.
Yeah.
It was a little cheap felt, little super mask. It was always just a little.
Yeah, it was just a little.
Which made seeing things difficult. And it was, yeah, it was great.
We're just,
I caught the breaks where Dawn was trying to get you to step dance with one of the step dancing crews. And you're like, no, Dawn, because last year I did that.
And you made fun of me.
Oh, my. Don't do that again. And then I talked to a couple little girl superheroes, and they were adorable. And then the little Captain America kid, who didn't really talk.
Right.
He just did a lot of, like, karate moves.
Sure.
Which were amazing.
Great for television.
It was great for television.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was, why did they ask us back?
I don't know.
Okay.
This week, though, you know, they're going to be replaying a bunch of different stuff from years past, from the bed races.
Yeah.
They're going to have on Derby Day, they're going to do virtual races of the Triple Crown winners. So that'll be kind of interesting. You can literally bet on those, and the proceeds, I think, benefit COVID relief. So,
but here's the thing. It's not like we're not going to have Derby. It's going to be here in September, so it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
We will get to do all of this. People that are sad right now during this week, it's going to come. It's just going to be a little bit later.
A little bit later.
And then, by the time, this is what's going to be weird. We're going to do the Derby things in September, late August. And then we're going to turn around. It's going to feel like we're doing it right, the next week.
I don't know how they're going to turn that around and...
That's going to be quick.
Another event on, like, less than 6 months later.
Yeah, on time. Yeah.
Right. So.
All right. So just think of it that way. It's almost like you're getting two derbies.
Sure.
Real quick.
Glass half full.
Yep.
There you go. All right. So today, there are, we have animal learning.
Yeah.
On the show.
Okay.
New reality show hitting that we need to talk about. That Florida story making the show.
Sure.
You were able to get a bunch of feel-good stories, so that's good.
Yeah. I just put a Facebook post up there. A lot of people shared some really cool, quick stories, which is great. We'll share some of those.
Good stuff. I don't know if you saw the news about the rise of Skywalker, but Star Wars is putting it out on May the 4th, a.k.a. Monday, a.k.a. 2 months before it was planning on doing it.
That's pretty great.
So
I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen Rise of Skywalker?
No, like the last couple, the boys went to the theater. My daughter has no interest, so I have to stay home with her.
All right, well.
So I always have to wait.
Yeah.
And it kills me.
Okay, well, it's good.
So I'm excited.
It's jumping on Disney Plus May 4th with the addition. So it's all the Star Wars from 1 to 9 are going to be up there on Disney Plus.
Even the ones that we don't like?
Yep, even the ones you don't like. Even the
ones like in the middle.
Yeah, well, the one-offs, you mean? Like the ones that are...
No, I'm talking about like, what was it?
Like episodes 1, 2, and 3?
5, 6, and 7 or something. Weren't that the ones with Jar Jar Binks and...
Oh, no. No, 5 was Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, was
6
it?
Is Return of the Jedi.
Okay, not those, not the originals. I'm talking, where are the ones where we took a sharp left turn?
You're talking about
Jar Jar
like
Binks.
Episode 1.
Okay, 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, 1, 2, and 3 were
Let's
kind of
Let's forget
the,
those.
The
we
weird
could
ones.
Leave those off. Those are weird.
Okay. So anyways, May 4th, That's when they're joining the lineup on Disney Plus there. Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker, so that's exciting. The Mandalorian, we're still waiting. They've already said that they're going to do that behind the scenes kind of Mandalorian thing on May the 4th well.
Yeah. But I'm going to need season two. I don't want to wait till October for season two.
There's no, I mean, other than them saying October, they're not really giving an actual date. So anyways, there you go. If you are a fan of Star Wars, know that May the 4th is...
That's going to be a big day.
That is going to be a big... I'll tell you what, like May the 4th and Cinco de Mayo, they're just kind of hanging out there.
So we got stuff to look forward to and celebrate. If you're being sad that you wouldn't be at Derby
right.
this week...
Right.
Switch gears. It's going to be amazing.
Dive into your nerddom. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We were just talking earlier about how this is weird because it's supposed to be Derby Week, right? And when Derby Week happens right there rolling into Labor Day this fall, it's going to be feel a little bit different. But
aren't we going to have like a day off for Labor Day? It could be nice. A bonus.
Yeah, that could definitely be a bonus. Roxanne rolls in on text. Says Saturday is supposed to be beautiful weather too. Yeah.
And yeah, I know.
Remember when we just started quarantine, mm-hmm. when I mentioned Thunder's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
Derby's going to be beautiful.
Sure.
This is what's going to happen.
It
and
could still
sure
be.
Enough.
You know what? It could still be. It could still be because September usually has pretty decent weather, right?
It's going to be hot.
It's going to be hot.
It's going to be hot.
It's going to be hot. But you know what? Then the ladies can wear like the nice sundresses for the Derby. You know, you don't have to worry about being cold. We'll see. It was always dicey during this time of year. It can be really cold or it can be, you know, whatever,
mm-hmm.
which can affect the outfit choice.
Right.
You know, no one wants to be like wearing some sort of strapless dress or whatever.
I saw our friends over there at Wave 3, they posted some photos, you know, and they're kind of dressing up as it would be Derby Week this week.
Oh, I'm not going to put that kind of effort in.
I was going to say,
I'm really
is that
like
something that you're thinking
nope.
you want to do?
I really enjoy wearing like the sweats and stuff.
I know. I've got t-shirt and
sneakers.
Jeans on. I'm like, all right, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of real nice with that. I like being comfortable. This is kind of nice. Like, I don't foresee myself not wearing my jammies to work once everything opens back up again.
Yeah.
It's going to be difficult to get back into real pants.
Good luck getting anybody to actually dress up for work again.
I don't feel that happening. Like, that part of it, I'm fine with. Because it was a lot of effort to try to, like, plan outfits, look nice, like, walk in heels all the way through. Because we had to take kind of, like,
we
had to park far away and then, like, walk all the way through to get the things. And a lot of times in the rain. And you know what? Those are the times where I'm just like, it's fine.
Do we play an honorary horse or hooker? One of our time-honored traditions of... maybe we can pull out an honorary horse or hooker game sometime this week.
I feel like, though, we're going to have... Horse and hooker is going to have its time. Because we're going to be doing that in late August.
All right, well...
We're going to be doing that the first week of September leading up.
I feel like
Derby's going to happen.
I feel like you're just putting me off here.
I am a little.
I feel like you're just putting me off and saying, well, maybe we don't need to do this. We'll do it in the future. It'll be fine.
We don't want to steal the thunder from the Derby when it does happen.
Yes.
The first week of September.
Yes.
It's easy.
You're right.
Just hold your horses. Get it?
Hold your horses.
My
okay.
God.
Coming up, it's a tradition that dates 1,000 years.
So it must be good.
For mind, body, soul, for strengthening yourself, for reduction of toxins.
I just discovered yoga. Is it like yoga?
It is like yoga.
Great.
It's a different sort of move, but it's like yoga.
I'm excited to learn about
it. We'll dive into that.
JX.
There has been a tradition for Chinese Kung Fu students, and especially Master Yi, who has 2 Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, wow.
For this certain tradition.
Okay.
That dates back 1,000 years. These Kung Fu students and Master Yi believe in this form of meditation and stretching because it facilitates blood flow. It removes toxins from the body. It speeds recovery.
Sounds super healthy.
Yeah.
What is it?
They tie bricks on strings. And they swing them from their nuggets.
I'm sorry, but the truck up. Oh, oh, wow. Oh, I'm watching it happen. Oh, how many bricks are there?
Well, some are obviously stronger than others.
How is it not ripping everything off?
I don't know, Kelly.
Oh, wow. it's just like, oh,
this is a tradition.
Stretching and breathing out while the rock is back and forth like a pendulum.
Right. Oh, there's like a pendulum between their legs. No, it's a stack of bricks tied to a rope that is held on.
No, sir.
To their nuggets.
No.
Yeah, that's Master Yi. He's saying they've got 1,000 years of history behind this. Shows the benefits of it. By the way, you want to ask me what his Guinness Book of World Records are for?
What are his Guinness Book of World Records for?
Oh, Master Yi, he has world records for pulling cars.
Oh, God!
Pulling aircraft.
With those?
Yes! With his nuggets.
Wow!
So,
he's just swinging it like there's nothing about it.
Do you hear the noises they're making?
Yeah. I would be yelling louder than that. I don't have those. I don't really know truly what that would be like.
Right.
I can guess, though.
Yeah. I think it would it would be a lot of tugging.
Oh,
it would feel,
wow.
You'd feel a lot of pressure. But apparently, it's a tradition, like I said, dating back 1,000 years. And it helps strengthen the lower body and facilitate blood flow, remove toxins, and speed recovery.
Does it stretch things out?
I don't know, Kelly.
Okay.
I don't know.
I have to imagine it. My is his name Wong? Well, of course it is.
Katie texts in, why would you do that? Again, Katie,
I don't know. It's for the health?
It strengthens the lower body, it facilitates blood flow, it removes toxins, and it speeds recovery. That's why they do it.
Does that part of the body need to be that stretched?
I don't know.
Again, I don't. I'm speaking from, I don't have... I'm asking.
Yeah. So, again, if you listen to the show long enough, you're going to learn some things.
Yeah.
And it was today that you learned that this is an ancient Chinese kung fu tradition.
Maybe they should move on from that.
Where they tie bricks with string around their special spots.
And they just swing
and
it.
And swing them like just pendulums.
Swing it.
Between their legs. There you go.
No, sir.
All right.
Are you going to try it?
And you're... No.
And
you're welcome.
Your body's a temple. I just cause what you seem to be all about, like these holistic types of things. It seems like something you might try.
This does seem like a very holistic approach to.
Oh, it's holistic.
Medicine and recovery. So, anyways.
Oh wow!
I tell you what.
You can't unsee it.
I will post the video.
You're gonna?
Yeah.
Really?
Sure.
Oh, okay. I don't know if this is. Is this gonna be a new TikTok challenge? And here's the soundtrack.
See term to TikTok.
See a chandelier.
Yeah, possibly. Sure. Like a chandelier, right.
Chandelier.
We'll post that up. WDGX.com. You can see this video, Master Yi teaching his students. Everything's covered.
Sure. Yeah, they were like little.
They're being modest.
Yellow dresses.
They have modesty panels.
Skirts.
It's all good.
Yeah.
WDJX.com.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up, probably a Florida story would be good here before the end of the hour, right?
Yeah, why not?
A little Florida story rolling in with a little setting the bar, all right?
Follow that up with Florida.
All right. Follow the 1,000-year ancient Chinese
tradition
with a Florida story. So that is coming up. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I did see a meme yesterday that said, dads, within the sound of my voice, know that your kids aren't going to be coming home with Mother's Day cards made at school. So
you've got how many days now?
You've got what is it? It's not this Sunday. It's the next Sunday. So you've got like, you know, a little less than 2 weeks.
There you go.
So that's your warning.
Accordingly.
We do have a Mother's Day promotion rolling online right now. WDGX.com. Dress and Dwell, J. Nicole Salon and Spa, charcuterie board from Board & You, sunglasses from Louisville Eyeglass Center could all be your mom or all be the mom in your life's, if she's 100% that mom, all right?
Sure.
Just go submit your mom's photo, and then you can vote at WDJX.com, and you can see all that right there.
Again, looking for, you know, pictures of mom with her kids, you know, just great-looking photos. Happy moms. We're celebrating you and could hook you up big time by just giving you everything to give her.
Yep. And we're assuming that if you put all your eggs in that basket, we're going to wish you the best of luck. All right?
You know what? It's going to be fine. I'm not going to shop.
It'll be fine.
DJX is hooking me up.
Yeah, WDJX.com, 100% that mom there. on 99.7 ETX. All right, coming up next, it's a Florida story. Florida making the show, little set in the bar, what not to do. If you're being investigated by police, we'll start there.
Probably a long list.
There's a long list. Here's one of them coming up after Ariana. Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. And to Florida we go, where if you can manage to make it through the day without, having a doormat that says, come back with a warrant. When you're being investigated by police, you're doing okay.
Okay.
So, that's kind of...
That's bold.
Guess what the police did?
I bet they came back with a warrant.
They sure did. It was a welcome mat at the front door of this Florida home.
Did somebody just write on it with Sharpie?
No, it was a, like...
Oh, it was printed that way?
Yeah, it was like something maybe you'd pick up from Joann's.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
It read, come back with a warrant. And so deputies there in Florida, they had been investigating this house for illegal drug use and illegal drug like distribution and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So they pop over. They see the little doormat. They come back with a warrant. They knock, knock, knock. Hey, we're here.
Did what your little Matt says.
Here's your warrant. And right.
Did they find some things?
They did.
Okay.
They found some illegal drug and drug paraphernalia during the search. And yeah.
Okay.
So again, I don't know. Maybe this is more a setting the bar if you're a criminal and you're wanting to do illegal drugs within the sound of my voice.
You can avoid any and all, I guess unfavorable interactions with the police by just not doing the illegal drugs.
Yes, but
if you do, the little mat is not going to keep them from knocking
but
on the door.
If you do. So there you go. Again, Florida making the show. If you can manage to make it through the day without having a doormat. Says, come back with a warrant.
Okay.
When you're being investigated by the police, you're doing okay.
Challenge accepted.
Run away while we're running in circles. Run away, run away, run away.
There's a line in that song that every time I hear it, I hear him say, but we're eating egg rolls.
I'd rather him be saying that.
99.7 DJX. It's in, I think you know the part. It's this part right here. But
I still hear the echoes.
And I'm still eating egg rolls.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that what he's saying?
Well,
I'm still hearing echoes?
Yeah, but I still hear the echoes.
I still hear the echoes.
Okay, yeah. I guess I hear that now.
Yeah. But I still eat the egg rolls? Delicious.
I hear this part.
I still hear the egg rolls.
Delicious. Keep singing it that way, Sparky.
But I'm still eating egg rolls.
Yes. Yeah, I like that version better.
But I'm still eating egg rolls.
You know what? Never look up the lyrics.
No,
keep making up your own.
Not going to do it. But I'm still eating egg rolls.
Even
See,
better.
Works.
That
works.
Makes it even better.
All right.
Even better.
It's 99.7 DJX. Hi, Ben and Kelly. Your winning word is secretary. SECRETARY. Get that into the website at WDJX.com. And you could be $1,000 richer by the end of the day.
I still hear the egg rolls.
Yeah, now I hear egg rolls. 1,000%.
I'm telling you what.
Yep.
I could be a songwriter.
You could be. You should be, actually.
All right.
Why? You know what? You used to write a lot of parody songs.
I did.
You can do that again.
All right, so you feel good. Do them every hour here, brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
So 29-year-old Kristen Vogler.
Okay.
She lives in Massachusetts. You know, kind of getting bored, being quarantined with the fam.
Uh-huh.
Decided to pull a prank. She was inspired by seeing, people on social media kind of replacing family photos with that of Nicolas Cage.
Ah, right.
In the frames on the wall.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So what she decided to do was slowly, one by one, replace all the family photos with crayon drawings.
Of her family.
Yeah,
okay.
She'd like recreate the picture.
Gotcha.
With crayon.
Okay.
Beautiful likenesses, by the way.
Okay.
And it took her parents 11 days to notice. 11 days! They lived on the wall, and she had to try to keep it together until somebody noticed her handiwork.
That's funny because we did something similar at our house. We have a bunch of framed photos that kind of go up the stairs.
Yeah.
And we took one of the frames and we replaced the photo with this boy that they dance with at their Irish dance school. And we're like, just see if they notice. Nope.
Nope. How long did it go before they noticed?
It went for a long time. And finally, I think...
Did you have to point it out?
We pointed it out, and they were just like, yeah. Like, okay.
Wait, you have to appreciate it.
I know.
Once you figure it out. Well, so she would wait for them to go out on their family walks, their daily walks. And then, you know, that's when she'd create the masterpiece and switch it out.
Interesting.
And it would last for 11 days.
All right.
It's pretty great. Like, I'll tweet it out so you can see the picture of, like, the crayon drawings mixed in with the actual photos.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty great.
All right.
And I might have to start doing that. That's your feel good. I'm putting a feel good sticker on that.
Every single hour here brought to you by Campbellsville University. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Secretary, that is the word. You get in, WDJX.com, SECRETARY at WDJX.com, and you could be $1,000 richer. Kentucky and a cash relief on DJX. Do we care about Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler no longer being married?
No.
Getting separated?
No.
The fact that they returned from their Bahamas vacation, then they separated?
Yep. Whew. Fun. So at first she's all like,
you said fun.
So she's at first they're all like, oh, we've come to the loving decision that we're going to separate. We're
that
going to get
lasted
a divorce.
About 2 seconds.
2 seconds. And then of course, like, the tabloids get a hold of the actual divorce papers where she's accusing him now of like marital misconduct and stuff like that.
Guilty of such inappropriate marital conduct as renders further cohabitation unsafe and improper.
Unsafe? Oh, she throws out unsafe.
Wow.
Oh.
All right. Yeah, so that trip to the Bahamas didn't.
That didn't bode very well.
What happened there?
Well, she was posting fun pictures.
I felt like that they looked like they were having...
Well, I didn't see him a lot. I saw her with, like, their trainer or something.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, and he turns around and accuses her, too, of misconduct.
So, for, like, 2.2 seconds, we came to the loving decision
that
we're going to separate and get a divorce.
All right, so that 45-second segment is all we're really going to spend on the Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler.
I will say this. One of my husband's friends on Facebook announced that. It's kind of bizarre that...
Guys!
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
And then everybody in the feed's like, dude, you're way too much time on your hands. If you're now like putting out pop culture news stories like that.
Hashtag quarantine life. What are you doing? You're surfing the internet. My gosh. That's
funny.
We're
like, okay. All right.
Guys, breaking news.
Thank you for sharing.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. Huh.
What was she on, the hills?
I think so.
She's
But now she's like on the gram. Well, no, she's got a show called Very Cavallari.
Oh, okay.
And so.
But she started
she's
as,
like,
as
he
the
is
hills.
No longer going to be in that show.
Whew.
Oh, yeah.
Yikes. All right. Phone tap coming up. 99.7 Jax. And still to come this hour, we learn about animals.
Oh, yay. Learning
Fun
corner.
Animal things.
Education corner.
I mean.
Bring your notes, kids.
Listen. Here's my tease.
All right.
I'm sitting next to my wife. I learn said fact that we are going to then share with you coming up here in a little bit. And she goes, you're going to play that on the show, aren't you?
Oh, God.
I said.
Yes, I am, honey.
I said, yes, I am.
I would be doing a disservice if I didn't.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Can I roll in some sports action? Is it weird that I just click on, like, the sports tab on Wave 3 just in the hopes of seeing something new?
Just, like, no, I think that's a valid thing to like, do click, for click, dudes click. To do. Just, hey, what's new in the world of sports?
The Last Dance, ESPN. It is still killing it.
Yeah.
Of course, about the Chicago Bulls and their... last run with that cast of players and coaches.
I had no idea that Phil Jackson, after their sixth NBA championship, was getting fired, and he announced it in the middle of the season. I had no idea that part of the story.
Well,
like, why would you do that?
He told the team before the season even started. He's like, this is my last season. And he said, and so that's why it's literally called The Last Dance. So his playbook was The Last Dance. So he's like, this is my last season. This is the last time we are going to be a team together. Wow. And so let's go out and do it. And
but
so,
why
yeah.
would the manager of the team like announce that the GM? Middle of the GM? The minute, why did they? Why did Jerry announce that in the middle of the season?
Yeah, no clue.
That was weird.
Yeah. So you've got that breaking all sorts of records. The WNBA draft. Two Fridays ago, highest audience since 2004.
That's exciting.
Which is pretty cool. First round of the NFL draft, which we, you know, we were talking about last week.
Yeah.
Averaged 15.6 million viewers.
Yeah.
That's a record.
And then they came back because it was over a couple of days, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, several days.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's more than just a couple rounds.
It's like 55 million viewers in total.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's a lot.
So, yeah, there you go.
Oh, sportsy, sports, sports. Oh, they thirst for it. They hunger for it.
And then this weekend, of course, you've got the virtual running of the Triple Crown winners.
Are we counting that as?
Yes.
Horses? Okay.
Give it to me, Kelly.
Gotcha. All right. Computer horses. Yeah, sports. Betting. Go do the things.
Go that, do the right. things. All right. So there you go. That's more seconds.
Sports. All right. You feel better? You puffing
I
out your chest?
I do. Thank you. Thank
I
you
am
very
man.
Much.
I like me sports.
I like me sports.
Okay.
Coming up next, phone tap. Automated tellers. When automated tellers attack, we'll say that.
Oh, those can
when automated tellers attack.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God. Who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Brianna sounds fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I could hang with her.
Okay.
She wrote to us, my husband and I love your show, especially the phone taps you make to people. Maybe you could call my husband, Luke. He's expecting a call from a bank about some fraudulent activity on our account.
All right.
Maybe you could get to him first. LOL.
Well, we did. Welcome, Luke, to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hello. This is an automated call from bank regarding recent problems with a checking account linked to this phone number. If we have reached the party with a bank account, please say or press 1.
1.
Thank you. I heard 1. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. This call may be recorded for quality purposes. We would like to help resolve the problems with your account. Please say your first name, then press the pound sign.
Luke.
Thank you. I heard Duke. Is that correct?
No.
Please say your first name, then press the pound sign.
Luke.
Thank you. I heard Luke. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Please enter the 5-digit zip code associated with this account, followed by the pound sign. Thank you. One moment while I access your account. Thank you for your patience. Our records show that your account was compromised by unwanted activity. Is that correct?
Yes.
I heard no. Is that correct?
No.
I heard no. Is that correct?
Wait, no. I'm okay. Yes, I have problems with my account.
Let's try again. Please state the nature of your banking problem.
Fraud.
I heard frog. Is that correct?
Fraud. I have fraud problems with my account.
Okay, thank you. You have frog problems. Thank you.
Agent. Can I speak to an agent?
You'd like to speak to an Asian. Is that correct?
Oh my God.
If so, please say press 1.
To a human.
I will transfer you to Newman. Is that correct?
Human. I need to speak to a person.
Thank you for banking with us. Your satisfaction is important.
Agent. Operator. Like, what do I have to say to get a person on the line?
Please press the pound sign. Say your name, then press the pound sign again.
Okay. Luke.
I heard puke. Is that correct?
No, Luke. Luke.
I heard Luke. Is that correct?
Yes. Finally, thank you.
Now, please say the name of your favorite radio station, followed by the pound sign.
What?
If you think you could be fooled by 99.7 DJX, say or press 1.
Wait, what?
If 99.7 DJX puts people on the radio and has a little fun with them, say or press 1.
Hold up, is that what this is?
Look, it's Ben Davis on 99.7 DJX. It's a phone
tap.
Are
you kidding me? Oh, my God. You guys, are you kidding me?
Brianna thought that we could have a little fun with you. I let me tell you, you are lucky that we didn't ask, like, your bank account number. You're ready to give it all to us.
Yeah. That was pretty crazy. I didn't think that I would fall for something like that.
Well, you did.
Yeah, hook, line, and sinker.
A listener, I'm dying. That's the best phone tap I've ever heard. Carletta says, I was at the window at Starbucks laughing, and the man, Carletta says, I was at the window at Starbucks laughing, and the manager asked me not to pull off yet so he could listen to the phone tap, too. Tara said, every time he hit pound, I just died. That just made my day.
Kelsey's like, you had me at the agent.
Yeah. Agent. Agent.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
So mad.
Coming up, another opportunity for you to win with the Kentucky and a cash relief on the way on 99.7 DJX. And before that, though, we learn about some animals.
Oh, wow. Education Corner's coming.
That's right.
Get your notebook, kid.
Get your notebooks ready because Ben and Kelly are going to learn you some stuff about some animals here. Oh, 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I don't know if you have ever seen the classic movie, The Goonies, but
it's legendary.
Yeah, it's one that, a timeless classic that I think every body needs to watch at some point in their life. Josh Gad has this web series called Reunited Apart, where, you know, during quarantine, he's like getting people together on video.
From classic movies and stuff.
So he got the entire cast of The Goonies together on screen. So that's like Sean Astin, Jeff Cohen.
Josh Brolin
was there.
Yeah.
Yes. Martha Plimpton. I mean, all of them.
That makes my heart happy.
Were on this call. And they were just kind of sharing some memories about The Goonies and all that. But they also recited some of their like famous lines.
Don't you realize the next time you see Sky, it'll be in another town. The next time you take a test, it'll be in some other school.
Yeah.
Our parents, they want the best of stuff for us, but right now they got to do what's right for them because it's their time. Their time.
They want the best of stuff for us.
And while this is happening, you see Josh Gad on the other side. Like he is almost ready to burst, and he's mouthing every word that Sean Astin's saying right now.
Up there. Down here, it's our time. It's our time down here. That's all over the minute we ride up Troy's bucket.
Yeah, so there you go.
Troy's bucket. And then they send the sweater. What's her name?
Right.
Sweater. Yeah.
So
that is so iconic.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I mean, it was neat seeing them all together. And who was the other guy?
Did they have Data?
Yeah.
Had all the adventures?
Yeah.
That's so great. I loved him. And then Corey Feldman.
Oh, Corey Feldman. That's who I was searching for. Yeah. So they had Corey Feldman. And Corey Feldman was like, he was quarantined in a different country because he was shooting some project or doing some movie work in another country when this happened.
Uh-huh.
And Corey Feldman was kind of like, he was a little goofy. Like,
he
was a little, okay. All right.
Feels a little par for the course.
So anyways, that's pretty cool.
He's lived some stuff since The Goonies.
See Josh Gad's Reunited Apart, The Goonies. I think it's pretty cool there.
It's up on the website, WDJX.com.
99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I say all the time, we are an educational show. And it's because of things like this, where I'm just minding my own business, scrolling through Twitter, when I find a video of a deer that is just surrounded by wood, if you will.
Uh-huh. Having a little snack.
A lone deer. Yeah. Uh-huh. Munching on some shrubbery. And it's just a nice
nature scene.
Nature scene.
Look at the majestic deer.
Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing else around. It's just a shot of a deer. So you're thinking, okay, I mean, is something going to attack this deer?
I feel like I have the fear that something's going to happen.
Right, right. Something maybe unexpected.
Yeah.
Again, just a very serene, peaceful shot of a deer.
Oh, there it is. It was a massive deer fart.
When the deer farts.
And wow, it did blow the tail up.
It blew the tail completely
big
up.
Time.
And at first, I had to watch that like 5 or 6 times because I was like, hang on, this was photoshopped in. Like
it had to
this,
have been.
This had to have been.
It had to have been
can
created.
See the stomach muscles of the deer flexing.
Oh, wow, you investigated that closely?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he's pushing that out. And the post said, if a deer farts in a forest and nobody's around to hear it, does it make a sound? Well, that answer...
it does.
That answer is yes. And I was today years old when I realized what a deer fart sounded like. Like, we dove down the wormhole of dog farts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we did.
That was exciting.
Sure.
But
and there's a whole plethora of...
And there's rhino farts.
Yeah.
And also now... big. Deer farts are a thing.
Wow. You know, it's too bad there wasn't another deer right there.
That could have given us some sort of reaction.
And like try to blame it on something else. But the tail blowing up, that was a real big giveaway.
Again, this was absolute magic.
It's magic.
A magical moment in nature. And you can see, because we posted it. At Ben and Kelly
you
show.
You can see the muscles. Like, that's legit. Oh, he even, hunches up a little.
Well,
like, wow.
Don't we all?
Like, that was some intestinal distress that deer was feeling.
Listen, this is almost a feel-good story.
It is almost a feel-good story.
I'm happy that deer is feeling better now.
Oh, feels so much better. So much better.
If you want to see this magical video nature, it's almost like we're Marty Saufer. And we're seeing wild America right here in our backyard.
It's like...
of a deer farting. You can go to at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter. All right, you feel good? Every hour throughout the morning, we always give you feel good stories that just let you know that there is good happening in the world.
So this is kind of cool. We put this Facebook post out over the weekend saying, hey, you got any feel good stories? Share them with us that might make it on the air. Got a couple for you. So Sarah Fuller says, the kids and I made chocolate chip cookies and banana nut muffins for our garbage men.
All right.
They look delicious, too.
Nice.
Anna Woolley says, my girlfriends and I have been sending each other cards and handmade crafts in the mail. So uplifting to find sweet presents amongst bills and junk.
Oh, right.
That's a sweet idea.
Okay.
April Billups says, there's this Facebook group called Southern Indiana Class of 2020 where you post photos of your senior along with their accomplishments and future plans. And a member of the group adopts them and sends them small gifts and encouragement during this time. My daughter's one of them. There's also, I think, one called Kentucky Strong. There's several of them out there on both sides of the river. That's neat. Jessica Still, God love the cafeteria ladies from our local school standing outside in the rain and cold to pass out food to kids who need it. Oh. My daughter asked if we could take them coffee. Their smiles and my daughter's smile made my heart smile.
There you go.
And Cecil Dreyer, my youngest turned 16. She got cards in the mail for my Facebook friends and family, which is fun. You don't necessarily know every single person you're friends with on Facebook.
Right.
So for all of them to do that, that's pretty neat. A few days later, we drove to a friend's house whose son was turning 17. We made a card out of paper, shaped it into a paper airplane with some money taped to the top. After hollering happy birthday, we sent the paper airplane flying out the window.
Look at that. Complete with money?
Yeah.
Wow.
How great is that?
That's pretty good.
So a couple of really great examples of how just, little ways that people's spirits are getting brightened out there. So thanks for sharing those with us.
Good stuff.
Those were from Facebook. Slap it a feel-good sticker on all of them.
Text message from Penny, 502-571-9970 says, hey, guys. Not going to lie, missing some Operation GOTV this week.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, Operation Get on TV. We've hyphenated or we've shortened that up as a little anagram. Is that what it is, anagram?
I think so.
Yeah, anyways, when we're backside at Churchill Downs, we're there with all the other media, television, radio, web, all that. They're backside. All kind of huddled at this in the same tent structure and building area.
It's a unique opportunity where we have access to live television broadcasts.
Yeah, and so one of the things that we've tried to do literally for 10 years straight is just
wander into the shot.
Into a live shot. just,
you know, try to get the logo on or just, something. You know, then you were even shirtless one year.
Wander into the live shot and just, you know, act like we're not doing anything other than just looking at the scenery of Churchill Downs.
Enjoying the sights and the sounds, yes. Because they do allow just people to come out there and watch the morning workouts.
I got to be honest, backside. It's been more difficult the past several years just because they've been on to us for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And they whenever they see me kind of leave the confines of our little headquarters, they're like, all right, there's something happening. So we've had to try to send interns and send other people to do Operation GOTV. So, yeah, you're right. It's not the same this week.
Well, yeah. And again, if it were me, they'd probably just invite me into the shot. And that defeats the purpose, too.
They'd be like, oh, Kelly, here, come on. You're like, no, that's just
I'm trying
not
to be a renegade.
I'm trying to do something that we're not supposed to. And you're making me fail at that, too.
Wait.
So, anyways. Okay. So hopefully, as we said earlier, in the fall, around Labor Day, we'll
it's
be able to do
happen.
This again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still going to happen.
Right. So, it's 99.7 DJX. Still to come this hour, little setting the bar story for you about what you decide to name your kid. So that's exciting.
Oh, that's such a tough thing that parents go through. I mean, you make the lists. You think about it for months. You go through every possible scenario.
Yep.
Yeah.
Before that, though, there is a new reality show that is launching that we need to highlight because we literally have done this story. It was probably several years ago.
Yeah,
at this
I think
point.
It was a couple years ago.
Yeah, but they finally developed this into an actual reality show.
In my mind, when I first saw like the little story hit the web, I thought, that needs to be a TV show. And now here we are.
This entrepreneur, her name is Mary. She went viral a couple years ago because of this venture that she dove into involving moose poop.
Yeah, she decided to make crafts and jewelry and whatnot out of moose nuggets, and she'd go sell them at like craft fairs.
Yeah, right around the area and like the region in the Northeast. She's from Maine.
Yeah, didn't we even say we need to get her to St. James?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I feel like she would be she would make bank at St. James Arts Festival there.
Totally. But I feel like she'd be appreciated here.
Her business is called Turdy Works.
T-I-R-D-Y.
And now it is literally being turned into a reality show debuting next Tuesday, May 5th on True TV.
Why couldn't this happen 30 years ago? I'm all dried up and all my cracks and crevices. I got chunks falling off me. I got friggin' kittens growing off my friggin' top lip. That ain't right.
Yeah, that's Mary. That's Mary.
She's like, wait a second. Why couldn't they have made me into a TV show when I was like younger and prettier?
Right.
The concept for Turdy Works is simple. I find turds, I make crap, and people buy it.
Well, there really isn't much more needed about that.
This is going to be appointment watching for me.
Instead of a popsicle, that's a poopsicle.
Okay.
Oh, God.
That's... Listen, this is the type of show it's going to be. It's going to be about the relationship between her and her partner and her family in Maine and trying to get this venture off the ground.
Probably product development, too. We're probably going to be, you know, seeing her create her new creations.
Right.
That tastes like crap. Since then, it's grown into like 50, 60 different products.
We got dingleberries with hairy balls. The best sellers are the poo-poo blocks.
A lot of people have great ideas and launch big companies. Mine just happens to be...
Okay, there it is. Yeah, so Turdy Works, we talked about her 2 years ago.
Yeah, we did.
And this has now become a reality show.
It was magical then. It's magical now.
So next Tuesday, May 5th. It is May 5th, right? Yeah, Cinco de Mayo. Yeah, so May 5th.
So great.
That's when it debuts on True TV. So yet another thing that you can binge.
You probably need to find and revisit the original kind of viral Facebook post when we first met her because it's pretty magical too.
Okay.
And then see the trailer for the TV show. Got it up for you at WDJX.com.
Setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without naming your new baby daughter lasagna without realizing it for a couple months, you're doing okay.
Wait a second.
Now, before we get too far into this story, I will have you know that she didn't mistakenly name her, put it on the birth certificate as L-A-S- A-G-N-A.
No. No, it's not the way it's traditionally spelled.
We'll get there. All right?
Okay.
So, there was a post made up on Reddit, right? Where this mom who had a baby daughter wanted to name her Elizabeth. And so, she wanted to also honor her husband's mother who lost her battle with breast cancer.
Yeah.
And so to honor her, she was going to call her Elizabeth Anya Jane, two middle names for her new daughter. But she wanted to shorten her
first name
Elizabeth to Liz. And so then it took several weeks for people to then pick up, and especially this mom, to pick up the fact that if you shortened her name, she'd be Liz Anya. And that's when her family started throwing
her
in
sister
jokes.
Pointed it out, yeah, like 2 months later, like, hey, do you realize that she is now Liz Anya? And they all thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Mom doesn't see that as funny because she was just now freaked out that when the kid grows up and gets to school age, that they're going to make fun of her in school. And so she's like completely stressed out about it, was asking the family, stop making fun of it. And they're not.
And that family's not listening because it's funny. Liz Anya.
Exactly. But then so she puts it up on Reddit and then there's a lot of people.
And Reddit's not going to come to her defense either.
They're not Reddit's the warm like, hug she's looking for on the internet.
They're just like, hey, change your last name to Garfield. Because of the cartoon cat that loves lasagna.
Exactly.
So, you know, they're like, look at the bright side of it. And you brought up a good point off the air where it's like, you're not going to necessarily call her by her first and middle name.
No.
So you can just go by Liz or whatever you want. Or you can just roll with it and say, this is Liz Anya. Liz Anya Jane.
One of the commenters said, you know what? Your family should drop it once you said it bothered you. Sure. Could be worse, though. I have friends that named their kid T-Bone Ham.
I guess there's always worse.
It can only be worse.
Right?
Yeah.
So there we go. That Reddit thread, we'll post it at Twitter, @ Ben and Kelly Show. Pretty funny there. Brought to you by Campbellsville University. Do this every single hour. Kelly Kent.
So there's this couple in Arkansas who had been trying to adopt a 2-year-old named Jaden. They had been fostering him for the past year. And well, because of the coronavirus pandemic, kind of put a stop to all of the court dates. Their court date that they had in place had been canceled.
Aww.
So they got a little creative.
Yeah, Kimberly Winicky and her husband had been fostering Jaden for over a year. They decided to make it official to adopt him as their son. They were aiming to adopt Jaden on the day the courts terminated his parental rights, April 16th. Obviously, right in the midst of all these stay-at-home orders. So since their in-person court date couldn't happen, they decided to take it to the internet, and Jaden was officially adopted by that loving family via a Zoom video chat.
Aww.
Isn't that cool?
That's cool.
So they still did it over Zoom.
And
he is adorable, too. It's a great story. And I mean, there's so many different things like that this pandemic and all the shutdowns have affected, you know, legal things like that.
Right.
So it's just good to know that they could still legally happen via Zoom. So we tweeted out the story if you want to see it @ Ben and Kelly Show.
The world of space mystery, aliens, and beyond.
Sure. Science and discovery.
So yesterday, the government, the Navy, declassified 3 previously leaked videos of what could be considered unidentified flying objects.
There's a whole fleet of them. Look on the ASA. My gosh. They're all going against the wind. The wind's 120 knots to the west.
Whoa.
Yeah,
so this is the Navy. They picked up these videos, these, you know, UFOs, basically.
Going against the wind?
Flying objects.
That's not honest, though, is it? It's not honest, dude. Ooh. Well, if there's a good thing.
Whoa!
It just zooms in on it, and it tracks these things through the sky.
Holy cow!
It is insane. So, the Navy just literally declassified these videos that had like, a couple of them have been accidentally leaked. I mean, these guys, you know, these are pilots. Then they're just like, they can't believe this.
No, I took an auto track.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Wow.
Isn't that? So what do you think?
Wait a second. The timing of this is weird. So you're thinking, all right, the government's like, hey, everybody's quarantined. They're bored. What should we do?
Let's slip them a little UFO action. Let's slip them a little UFO. Do we tell them there's UFOs? Do we officially tell them there's UFOs?
Let's drop the UFO bomb on them right now.
Let's just go ahead.
Let's stir that up. Let's just go ahead and stir the pot.
Let's get people's minds off of quarantine. let's give them what they want.
Put their minds on space.
Let's give them what they want.
Aliens.
So we've got that posted at WDJX.com, but that is so cool.
Amazing.
So anyways, if you want to see these videos, like I said, WDJX.com. We'll tweet it too, at Ben and Kelly Show. But man.
ET phone home.
I mean, First videos, next, probing.
Probing? I don't think I need to see the probing videos. I really don't. I don't need to see the probing videos at all.
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to see more.
Oh, you're volunteering your body?
I'm ready to
you
see
like
more.
You would like to be probed? No, sir. I'm going to let you stay over there and you do that yourself.
All right, Feel Good Stories through this every single hour, brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
So there's this 29-year-old named Kristen. She's been living at home, quarantined with her family.
Sure.
Getting a little bored. Wanted to come up with a fun way to prank them, right?
Okay.
So she waited until her parents, Mike and Paula, would go on their daily walks.
All right.
And that is when she would create some fantastic crayon recreations of family pictures that are in the frames.
Nice.
And she was slowly, like, replacing a ton of these. It took Mike and Paula 11 days to notice. They're amazing.
Well, you know, I mean, if it's like, you know, the photos are there.
Yeah.
Why look at them every day?
It started with, you know, the grandparents. Let's replace the grandparents with a crayon replica of that. She got inspired for the whole idea when she started seeing pictures on the internet of people replacing family photos with Nicolas Cage in frames around the house.
Right.
And she thought, you know what? I love that. I'm going to take it one up. I'm going to start doing some crayon recreations. And it's pretty fantastic. The pictures are hilarious.
Okay.
And she said they would walk by a lot of these pictures 5 or 6 times a day and still not notice for 11 days.
Well, I can relate because we did that with one of the framed photos on our stairwell.
Yeah.
Heading upstairs and just replaced it with a boy dancer who dances with them at the Irish dance school.
Well, welcomed him into the family.
Yeah. And they didn't notice for several days.
And you had to point it out?
We literally were like, hey, did you know that he's up there? And they're like, yeah.
It was not the same reaction.
Dang it. Anyway.
Well, we tweeted out the story. You should see her amazing crayon photos. You know what? Someone around here needs to do something like that. Just start, you know, replacing some of the family photos with some craziness. Ooh. Someone needs to replace all of our family photos with Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
I don't think my kids would appreciate it as much as me.
And that's your feel good. Are we into the memes now where... it's Justin Timberlake going, it's gonna be May. Are we there yet? Do we
use it all week, or is this more of like a April Thursday 30th thing?
Sort of thing? I mean, I feel like during Derby Week, sometimes it overshadows it's gonna be May.
It may.
Meme there that you have so lovingly embraced all these years.
It will most definitely take over Throwback Thursday this week, will it not?
It's gonna be May. I don't know.
It's literally the day before.
I mean, I don't know how it takes over.
Oh, it's going to be a major part of it.
Oh, okay.
Do we start out the gate? We got to start with it, right?
I mean,
do we end with it?
I don't know.
Do we bookend it?
I don't know.
We can bookend it.
Bookend. I mean, you're going to have to break that down into industry. You're throwing out industry terms and people aren't going to know.
We start, we finish.
The layman doesn't know.
In the middle? A little filling?
What? Are you talking three occurrences of it's going to be me?
I don't know. You know what we do? We lift just that phrase. We sprinkle it in, like the Fergie button.
Okay.
I feel like that needs to happen.
So, sorry, right? We're working this out. This is a work in progress. We'll figure things out,
It's a brainstorming
though.
Session. Yeah. You're invited.
All I was asking is it legal to use that meme this week leading up to May?
I feel like you need to... It's one of those things. It's so powerful.
So powerful.
Like, you don't.
So powerful.
You need to use it in the most opportune time and way. I don't think you want to overuse it.
Okay. Definitely don't want to overuse a joke.
I don't know if. Is there such a thing of overusing that? I don't know. Maybe not.
I mean, there are such things as overusing jokes. We are guilty of that all the time.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah. So, anyways.
We built a show on it.
Yeah.
It's gonna be me. Oh, I'm excited already.
So there, you've got that to look forward to.
That was
even
the first one.
It's not Derby.
Nope.
It's not Derby week.
Nope.
You know, you've got Thursday, which would have been the Thurby or Pegasus parade?
Whatever.
What was the Pegasus parade?
It was like last week. But listen, you're living in your jammies.
Yes.
And life is not that bad.
All right.
Right?
So it's going to be May.
You're attending meetings in your underwear?
Absolutely.
So it's life is different.
All right. So if you missed anything from the show, please catch up on the podcast, WDGX.com.
There was a lot to mention.
Mm-hmm.
Our new favorite TV show is coming next Tuesday.
Yeah, I'll just give you the
that's
very...
up there.
It's coming turdy.
I wonder, like, what's the time slot going to be?
Yeah, like, is
like,
it going to be
2:30?
8:30? Right, I know.
3:30?
I know.
4:30?
So many,
I feel
so
like
many
it's
different
be
questions.
On a half hour.
We've learned about deer.
Yeah.
We've learned about UFOs.
Yeah.
We've learned about setting the bar in Florida.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a lot of stuff from today's show that there to unpack. But all right, guys,
enjoy.